perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark stream.
This is getting ridiculous. I didn't have time to do the laundry yesterday. This is the only clean shirt I've got to wear to work. You think this looks okay with a tie?
Well, it looks pretty stylish to me.
Yeah.
Cousin, don't worry. I'll do the laundry tonight. Oh, wait a minute. I can't. I got to study for history, and I'm 3 days behind on the dishes.
Well, now I barely have time to eat breakfast.
Cousin, I'm sorry, but there are no clean bowls for your cereal. But that's okay, because there are no clean spoons for your cereal. Okay, for a handful of cereal?
Balky, the apartment is a mess. Hmm. Between your going to college at night and my extra work at the paper, we don't have time to get caught up on the household chores anymore. I think we should get a maid.
Of course, and I hardly think getting a young woman to milk a goat is going to solve our problem.
Not a milkmaid. I'm talking about a maid. Someone who comes in while we're at work, cleans up, and is gone by the time we get home.
Oh, on Meepos we call those people thieves.
Well, in America, we call them maids, and we're going to get one. We're going to hire someone to come in once a week and clean this place up.
Fine by me. Milk?
Cousin!
I've been looking for 2 days and nothing. I can't believe what they charge for housekeepers.
Well, wait till you hear this. I got...
Most of these people make more money than I do.
Well, wait till you hear this.
It's impossible to find a maid who will work for $35 a day.
Cousin, I found a maid.
You did?
Yeah.
You found a maid?
Yeah.
You found someone who was willing to work for $35 a day?
No. I found someone who's willing to work every day for $35 a week. Can I sniff out a bargain or what?
There's got to be a catch. You got to be crazy to work for $35 a week. You didn't hire a crazy person, did you?
Well, of course I didn't. Don't be ridiculous. Would I give the week's grocery money to a crazy person to shop for us?
You gave the week's grocery money to a total stranger?
Cousin, try to pay attention. I didn't give the week's grocery money to a total stranger. I gave it to a woman who I have very, very good feeling about.
Oh, you had a good feeling about her.
Yes.
Oh, well, I stand corrected.
It's okay.
You didn't give our money to a crazy person.
No.
You are the crazy person. What is the matter with you? Balky, that's the last you'll see of her. She's probably out blowing our money at the track.
Oh, I'm sorry it took so long, but I got a butcher who didn't know his ribs from his rump. Oh, you must be Larry. I've heard a lot about you. Listen, I've seen your bedroom. I think I can save it.
Because this is she. This is our new housekeeper, and I'd like you to meet Mrs. Bailey.
Mrs. Bailey, I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Oh, you probably think you're dealing with a crazy person, right?
Well, why would I think that?
Well, because only a crazy person would work for $35 a week.
Well, that does seem logical.
The only thing that makes me crazy is sitting around my empty house doing nothing. I don't need the money. It's the work that makes me happy. You got an 8-inch springform cake pan?
I kind of doubt it.
And now I've got just enough time to do the laundry before I start making dinner. You boys like chocolate cake?
Yes.
It's Cosa Lady's favorite.
And chocolate it is.
Mrs. Bailey, let me give you a hand.
No, that's my job. Your job is to get these clothes dirty. And by the looks of things, you're the best. Thanks. I'll be back.
Well, Cousin, it appears that someone has found us a rather incredible maid. Is there anything you'd like to say to that someone?
Yes. What the hell is an 8-inch springform cake pan? Good morning, Harriet.
Oh, good morning, baby. Look at you. I haven't seen you this wrinkle-free in ages. That new maid must really be something.
Oh, yeah, she is something. She is something. She's there early before we get up, has a big breakfast waiting. Dinner's ready when we get home. She does the laundry, the dishes, the shopping. She even turns down the beds and has a little mint on the pillow.
Sounds like you, Dad, and went to the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. And I should be happy.
So what's the problem?
Well, I don't know. I got somebody who waits on me hand and foot, and it's starting to get on my nerves.
You're never going to believe this. Mr. Gurbley's in a good mood.
You're kidding.
No, he let me play darts with him.
Is that right?
Yeah, I got to hold the board.
What's that on your shirt, baby?
Oh, this is a note that Mrs. Bailey pinned to me to remind me to take my vitamins. Isn't it a good idea? Now, Cousin Larry and I will never forget anything. Wait, you took your note off?
I think I can remember to floss.
Well, I certainly hope so, because as Mrs. Bailey says, plaque is the leading cause of tooth decay and gingivitis. Mrs. Bailey is so smart. I always thought that gingivitis was Fred Astaire's dancing partner.
Oh, there you are.
Mrs. Bailey.
Oh, what am I going to do with you boys? You walked right out without taking your galoshes. It's bad enough you're going to ruin your shoes. You want to ruin your health, too?
No, I don't. I would never do anything like that to you. I'm so sorry. Oh, and you came all the way down here. You shouldn't have come down here.
Yeah, he's right. You really shouldn't have.
Martakovis, get these memos out to everybody in circulation.
Okay.
See to it that all these sacks are sorted.
Oh, okay.
And remember to get all your pickups done early today.
Okay.
Go!
Okay, go.
Young man, there is a nicer way to ask for things. And I didn't once hear you use the magic word.
Excuse me?
No, not excuse me. Please. And you should smile more. Oh, come here. Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is he always like that?
No. Sometimes he'll wear a plaid.
Oh, I almost forgot. I tried that recipe you told me about for pig snout puffs?
You did?
Mm-hmm. Now, be honest. I've never worked with snout before.
Just like Mama used to make. Mrs. Bailey, let's go offer the uneaten ones to my friend Jimmy, the security guard.
Oh, that'll be fun. Oh, Larry, what did I tell you about your posture? That's better.
Jimmy! Jimmy! You've got a problem, baby. You didn't hire a maid, you hired a mother.
Some concert, huh?
I just love George Michael. I think it's so sexy when someone has two first names.
You know, when he sang Careless Whisper, I melted. He just makes me feel so romantic.
Well, why don't you select some music to sustain the mood? And we'll be right back.
Falcon.
I think this could be the greatest night of my life. Now, when we go back into the living room, I'll dim the lights, ask Jennifer to dance, and then, when I feel the time is right, I'll do this.
Why would anybody do this?
Because when I do this, that means that you will tell Marianne that you want to go upstairs and see her Great Cities of the World placemat collection.
I've already seen it. I was quite disappointed in Barcelona.
Captain, trust me, Barcelona is much prettier this time of year. This dance?
Why, yes, you may.
So, Marianne, would you like to join Quasalari and Jennifer?
Balky upstairs and show him your Great Cities of the World placemat collection.
Well, okay.
Oh, you're home!
Mrs. Bailey! Mrs. Bailey! Listen, I want you to meet our friends. This is Marianne.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi. And this is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
And this is Mrs. Bailey, our new housekeeper.
Mrs. Bailey, what are you doing here?
I work here.
Oh, honey,
This one's crazy about you.
Listen, Mrs. Bailey, I think you've done enough work for one day. Why don't you take the rest of the evening off?
Oh, Larry, that's so sweet of you. Well, if I don't have to fold the clothes, why don't I mix up a batch of chocolate chip cookies, and then I can get to know your friends better.
Chocolate chip cookies, what a great idea.
Yeah, I really think it's kind of late for all this.
Yeah, it is late. We'd better be going.
What? What? You're leaving?
No, Larry, I have to get up early tomorrow morning, and we've kind of lost the mood.
No, we haven't. When she's gone, the lights go down, the music will come up, and I'll find the mood if it kills me.
Larry, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for a wonderful evening. Come on, Marianne.
Yeah, but...
I don't understand. Is anybody going to come and look at my placemats or what?
Did your dates leave?
Yes, they did.
I hope I didn't ruin the evening.
Oh, no, Mrs. Bailey, you didn't ruin anything. They always leave around this time. Anyway, we can still have those chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, of course we can. Okay, and let me just fold these, and then I'll mix up a batch. Here we go.
All right, Bucky. We have to talk about Mrs. Bailey.
Well, you know, that's a good idea. Look, it's midnight, and she's here baking chocolate chip cookies. We should give her a raise.
A raise wasn't what I had in mind. Look, Balky, I like Mrs. Bailey as much as anybody, but it's like living with my mother.
I know it. It gets better and better.
Mrs. Bailey is driving me crazy.
Jose, what are you talking about? Mrs. Bailey is a wonderful woman and a terrific housekeeper. She's everything we wanted and more.
It's the more that's driving me crazy. It's the more that is always here when I want to be alone. It's the more that always makes sure I wash my hands before dinner. And it's the more that ruined what could have been the most wonderful night of my life.
So, what are you saying?
I am saying I just wanted someone who would come in and clean up a little, not someone who would tuck me in every night. Balky, I'm going to have to fire Mrs. Bailey.
Well, you can kiss that notion goodbye. Mrs. Bailey likes taking care of us, and I like being taken care of. So it's two against one. She stays.
No, Balky. No, I should go.
Oh, Mrs. Bailey, I didn't mean
that. No, that's all right.
What I meant...
He didn't mean it.
Please don't apologize. It's just a situation that didn't work out. I'm very pleased to have met you both. And I'm sure you will find someone more suitable.
Please don't.
Look, Balky, believe me, that this is really not what I had in mind. Buddy, you're home early? Oh, that was class. You know, Balky, there's something I want to tell you. Balky, I think you should know that... Okay, it's been 3 days now. Balky, how long are you going to keep this going?
Forever or until you hire Mrs. Bailey back, whichever comes first. Did you hire her back?
Well, Balky, I'm not going to hire Mrs. Bailey back. Oh, hi, Mrs. Bailey.
Come on in.
Sit down.
This is for you and Balky.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. 3 days and this place hasn't fallen apart? My, I'm proud of you.
Well, thanks.
Mrs. Bailey! Mrs. Bailey! You came back!
She came back.
Oh, I still can't believe what you boys did for me. I just had to come back and say thank you.
Thank us? For what?
Well, we were glad to do it. Took a little legwork, but when Balky and I found that sorority at Northwestern that needed a house mother, well, we both knew you'd be perfect for the job.
You were so right. I've never enjoyed a job more.
But, don't you enjoy working for us?
Oh, of course, sweetheart. But Larry was right. I really don't belong here.
We need you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You can take care of yourself. But these college kids, they really need me. Oh, well, I gotta get going. But please, come and visit me, will you?
Oh, sure we will.
That's
sure
great.
Will.
Come on. And enjoy the cake. Don't forget now, come and visit.
We'll do.
Oh, one more thing. Try to make it a habit to keep the toilet seat down. You'll thank me when you get married.
Well, I'll be snookered. You went out and found Mrs. Bailey a job that makes her happy.
Oh, Balky, was that you? Well, I didn't recognize your voice. It's been so long since I heard it.
Question. I'm sorry. I feel awful. You know, for 3 days, I've done nothing but sit in my bedroom and be angry at you.
Oh, is that where you were? I was so worried. I thought you moved out.
You're not going to make this easy, are you?
No. I don't get many opportunities like this.
Cousin, I apologize. I can't believe that I was having bad thoughts about how selfish you were when you were out giving of yourself. You know, you are a saint. I'm humbled in your presence. I would be honored to be the dirt on your shoes. No, dirt is too honorable for me. I would be honored to be the mildew on your shower curtain.
That's enough. That's good.
Cousin, I'm sorry.
I forgive you. Now, why don't we have a piece of Mrs. Bailey's chocolate cake?
Oh, good idea.
You want real plates or paper?
Well, let me see. Whose turn is it to do the dishes?
Yours.
Paper.
Right.